I was recently treated to Sunday brunch with a friend who kidnapped me and took me to our coffee house in the remodeled building that used to house the Riverside Perk. I hadn't been there since the new owner, Angelo Rodriguez, remodeled and rehabbed it. It felt good to be back, familiar yet new, with a pretty new paint job, local art on the walls, and a fantastic smell, like coffee and good food. We also walked into a surprise concert by cellists Seth Gerton, Carol Naber, and Greg Golding. They were providing a wonderfully diverse array of music, from Renaissance songs to klezmer to original music of their own. A little girl was dancing in the aisle, twirling and singing. I ordered the Mayan coffee with chocolate, cinnamon, and cayenne pepper. It was smooth at the start and bloomed into a mouthful of spice and heat. My friend had a vanilla latte with just enough vanilla and not cloyingly sweet like some flavored coffee drinks can be. By then, Seth was playing a Bach cello suite. It made me tear up a little. I ordered two homemade tamales with an over-easy egg on top, smothered with a dark and musky pork chili that complemented the mild corn masa. The egg melded everything together. My friend had the chorizo omelet with house-made chorizo, potato, onion, and egg on a tortilla. The chorizo was flavorful and everything tasted just perfect together. We should have asked for salsa to go with it, but we were too busy eating and having fun to think about it. Our coffee house serves lots of other food, but breakfast specials sound the best, from biscuits and gravy to a wacky French toast. Everything is made by hand and with love, and you can taste it. For KMUW, I'm Tanya Tandock.